In the name of Jesus, the Savior, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
From the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, it says this, our second reading today. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
在希伯来书第一章一至二节，古时候上帝藉着众先知和多次多方向列祖说话，末世藉着他儿子向我们说话，又立他为承受万有的，也藉着他创造宇宙。
At Christmas, we realize how God speaks to us. And when God speaks to us, he speaks to us baby talk. This is Christmas Day. We celebrate the birth of Jesus, our Savior. He's born in the simplest of ways, a manger, a feeding trough. With the animals, there's no room in the inn. God speaks to us in this personal way, family way of baby talk through the Christ child who is born for our salvation.
当神对我们讲说话的时候，他讲的说话好像是婴孩 BB 的说话。现在是圣诞节，我们庆祝我们主和救主的诞生，最简单的方式的诞生，在一个马槽里面，一个位置地方的一个槽里面，还有动物在一起，因为客栈里面是没有地方了，是没有再有空间给他们。透过我们的救赎而生的基督耶稣基督的圣婴，神用儿语，好婴孩的儿语对我们说话。
Our second reading for this celebration of the birth of Jesus reminds us of this in many and various ways. God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. Our first reading is a good example of that today. But in last days, he has spoken to us personally in his Son.
我们庆祝耶稣基督的诞生的第二段经文今天所读到，上帝在古代时候用很多不同的方式去透过先知向他的子民说话，而现在仲系喺末世嘅时候嘅日子里边咧，佢透过佢嘅儿子系向我哋说话。
Our Old Testament is full of lots of prophets talking, God speaking in various ways. There's even one funny story of God speaking through a donkey to make a point. The Old Testament can be hard to understand with all the different ways that God speaks, yet all of it speaks to a main personal point, which we have on Christmas, the person of Jesus Christ.
旧约充满了先知和上帝以各种方式的说话，甚至有一个很有趣的故事，上帝是透过一个驴子，一只驴去讲说话。由于神的说话方式呢，是可以非常之多元化，是各式各样的，旧约可能很难理解，但是这一切呢，就讲明了个重点，个主要人物就是耶稣基督。
God and Jesus speaks that baby talk to us, born a baby for our salvation. If you think about that, right, baby talk, God's baby talk is universal. Babies everywhere evoke wonders and smiles. I don't care where you go in the world, it happens. God has wonderfully smiled upon the world he made, given the gift of Jesus Christ in this personal way. God's word made flesh, as John's gospel puts it, God's word to us as a child. A cause to smile, a smile wide enough to stretch all the way to heaven.
耶稣里神透过耶稣咧对我哋讲婴孩嘅说话，为咗我哋救赎而生下咗一个婴孩。上帝嘅呢个婴孩嘅说话咧，呢个儿语咧系全世界都通用嘅。到处嘅婴孩咧都会引起好多嘅惊喜或者微笑。神以佢嘅儿子耶稣基督为礼物，向我哋奇妙嘅微笑。佢道成肉身，系神对我哋所讲嘅说话微笑嘅原因。呢、这个笑容灿烂，得足以咧系伸展到到天堂。
God's baby talk is universal, causes a smile. God's baby talk is easy to understand. Our gospel reading puts it this way from John, in very clear, simple words: The Word Jesus became flesh, lived among us.We've seen his glory, glory of the Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. God's Son, Jesus, born of Mary.
上帝这个婴孩的语言呢，是非常之容易去理解的。我们所读到在约翰福音是这样讲，因为耶稣道成肉身，是住在我们中间， 我亦都见过佢嘅荣耀，荣耀归于圣父同埋圣子，充满富有恩典嘅真理。耶稣系神嘅儿子，系由玛利亚所生嘅。
Jesus lived and died and rose and ascended on high. Now he lives among us by his spirit, by his word, which we receive, by his grace, by his truth, which we celebrate. Grace, God's free gift of salvation, forgiveness of sins, life eternal, all through this word, Jesus. We daily need this grace, this unmerited grace, which is ours in faith. Jesus, full of grace and truth and life for us.
耶稣透过在我们中间，祂生死，后来又升天，现在祂是靠着祂的圣灵和充满恩典和真理的话语生活在我们的中间。恩典是神白白地赐给我们的救恩的礼物，罪得赦免，永远与神同在。我们每日都需要这个恩典，这个我们不配得到的，不配得到的恩典是白白得来的。 我们凭着信心所得到的，耶稣对我们是充满恩典、真理、生命、和光明、和爱。
Baby talk is universal. Baby talk is happy. Baby talk is simple. And you know, it becomes pretty profound. The mystery of new life. Grace, truth, life, renewal, even for us today in Christ. Simple words from our gospel reading of John, yet Christians have reflected on these simple words in very profound ways ever since. Jesus of the Holy Spirit, born for us, a deep meaning. So deep that the Spirit seeks to work in our hearts a deeper, more fuller appreciation for all that God does for us in Jesus Christ.
既然是非常简单，但亦都非常深刻。优雅是真理，是光，是生活，是生命。我们读到约翰福音的时候，是非常简单的话语。在圣经里面，圣灵在耶稣里面，这些话充满了是深，非常深刻，非常深奥的意义，是以至于圣灵寻求在我们心里面工作，等我们有更加深刻
Baby talk in God, it grows up. Jesus grows up. We follow his life, right? From Christmas to Easter. Our knowledge of him grows each year as we go through the Christmases and Easters of our life. We grow to expand in his concept of grace, a reality of grace. He widens our vision to see his love for everyone, for you, for me, for even difficult neighbors. From his fullness, that's how the Bible puts it, a fullness, a growth, a maturity, we've all received grace upon grace, grace to bring light and goodness to today, but every day of our lives, and the darkness cannot overcome it.
婴儿在上帝的话语里面也都长大，耶稣也都长大了，是整个教会每年都跟从他的生活。我们每年经过的复活节、圣诞节，我们对他的了解也都每年的去增长。我们不断去扩展我们对感恩的概念，他扩阔了我们的视野，等我们见到他对每个人的爱，甚至是在我们最困难的隔离邻舍。 因为他的丰盛，耶稣的丰盛，我们都领受了恩上加恩，恩典将光明和良善加入到带到去我们的日常的生活里面，是令到黑暗是无办法去战胜他。
Baby talk from God is universal. It's happy. It's simple. It grows up. And here's a paradox of life in Christ, that even as we grow up, we become younger. We become renewed. The mystery of faith. But to all who receive him, our gospel reading says, he gives the power to become children of God, no matter what age, who are born not of blood or of the will of the flesh, but of the will of God to make us new. God's will for us. For as Christians, you could think of it this way. There's always, always more life ahead of us than behind. Eternal life ahead of us. A new and young heart renewed in the Holy Spirit.
来自上帝的这些婴孩的意愿，意味着我们在耶稣基督里面总是变得更加年轻的。但是对于所有接受他的人，他赋予他们成为神的儿女的能力。 他们不是从血统或者肉体的意识里面得到神的旨意而生的，而是由神里面而生。对我们基督徒来讲，前面的生命，永远的生命，总是比身后面的生命更加的重要，更加的多。藉着圣灵，我们的心永远都是新的，因为我们有永生，而且会更加的年轻。
You know, babies first learn to say Dada or Papa or Baba or Mama. It's easier to say that Papa or Baba or Dada. It's universal. How does the Bible put it how we call God? The Bible in the New Testament, reflecting on all of this Christmas, says this. We say Abba, Abba Father, Baba, Papa, Abba, our Heavenly Father who is with us always.
似乎呢啲BB呢好多時呢都會學識講爸爸先嘅，佢會講爸爸媽媽嗰啲嘢，但係呢似乎講爸爸呢，爸爸係easy啲嘅，好容易啲嘅，然後呢先得講話媽媽嘅，咁似乎係比較容易講啦。咁喺聖經裏面，我哋又點樣去稱呼爸爸呢？我哋話阿爸父，我們的天父。
No matter what the age, we have a providing and loving Heavenly Father who reminds us that we are His children, who gives us His own child, Jesus, who makes us part of His family by adoption as daughters and sons of grace in Jesus Christ, that by the Spirit we say Abba Father.
我们有位供应的天父，他将耶稣是赐给我们，他透过收养我们成为耶稣 恩典的女儿和儿子，等我们成为佢家庭的一部分，可以称呼我们的父上帝为阿爸父。
At Christmas, our assurance is that God not only talks to us in this personal, baby, universal, happy way of Jesus, in trusting ways we can relate to. God makes us children of God, with a relationship always with Him, an eternal family through faith in Jesus. In many and various ways, God spoke to His people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days to us, He gives us a son. He gives us a child, a baby. He gives us new life in Christ. He gives us our Savior, Jesus.
在圣诞节，我们是确信神不单止在耶稣里面用这些婴孩的语言对我们说话，是透过我们可以信任的方式，神是使我们成为自己，成为祂自己永恒的家庭。 透过对耶稣的信仰，成为永生的继承人。上帝以好多不同的方式，透过先知向他的子民说话。但在这个最后的末日的日子，他透过他的儿子耶稣基督，我们的生命和我们的救主向我们说话。
Amen.
Amen.